أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth. Well, in this program, what we do is to talk about some of the viewpoints and sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and talk about some of the points in these statements. About faith in Allah and divinity, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, O God, bestow upon me the perfection to separate myself from others and to join you. Enlighten our hearts with the light of seeing you, so that our hearts tear the veils of light and join the minor of greatness. Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is talking about the way a true Muslim should see his God. Today we want to talk about the faith of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his promises. You know, one crucial standard of the path of the Imam is the issue of divine and spiritual calculations. The Imam rahmatullah alayh used to give priority to spiritual calculations in his decisions and actions. What does this mean? It means that the people should give priority to satisfying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything they do. The priority should not be gaining a victory, seizing power, and acquiring prestige in front of certain individuals. First, satisfaction of God should be the most important goal. Second, one should have faith in divine promises. Despair, lack of vigilance, and arrogance will become meaningless if your goal is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and if you have faith in divine promises. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. When the Imam was alone, he was not filled with fear and did not lose hope. Similarly, he did not become arrogant when the people of Iran unanimously shouted his name and when other nations started to express their love for him. When Khorramshahr was occupied by the Iraqi forces, the Imam did not lose his hope. And when Khorramshahr was liberated by the selfless and valorous soldiers, he did not become arrogant. And he said, Khorramshahr was liberated by God. He meant we did not play a determining role. That great man remained like this in all events that happened during his life. When he was alone, he felt no fear. And when he was in power, he did not become arrogant. He did not lose his vigilance either. This shows his trust in God. When one strives for the satisfaction of God, the result is always like this. And Imam was confident about the truth of divine promises. Okay, dear listeners, it seems that we have no more time for this episode. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and divinity. He said, O God, bestow upon me the perfection to separate myself from others and to join you. Enlighten our hearts with the light of seeing you, so that our hearts tear the veils of light and join the minor of greatness. Thank you very much, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day.